Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
It's the man in the hour. You know who it is. It's your man DJ Big Stu on the Uptown Saturday night. I'm in the building, really frizzled, really feeling good. I know a lot of y'all miss me Thursday night, man, but I have some other stuff to do, man. You know, like I've been telling y'all, man, I've been producing and directing the movie, man. So last Thursday we had some shots and some scenes, man. We're going to drop the first episode. You know, we got a mini series coming out. Shout out to my man Mo Money at Mo Entertainment and all the homeboys in the hood of East Harlem from all the way from First Avenue to Fifth Avenue, from 90-something Street to 130-something Street. We got all the cats in this movie, man. It's an eight-part miniseries, man, that we're gonna be putting out. And you know, I'm gonna be keeping y'all up on it. You're gonna see it on my blog and everything, man. It's really hot. It's called the East Side Story. It's about some cats coming up in the East Side of East Harlem, man. Some things, how things go down. Man, so you know, make sure y'all stay tuned for that, because that's going to be a real, real hot joint. And I ain't just saying it, man, the hood is saying it, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man Mo Money, you know what I mean? Y'all already know Mo Money and them from putting out the other joint, Somebody's Gotta Die, Underground. You look in the Fez magazine, Somebody's Gotta Die is number one, yeah, you know what I mean? We're doing it big. Beef Stew Radio is behind both of those joints, so you know, we doing what we doing, man, you know what I mean? We coming hard, man, we coming hard on this independent movie scene. Shout out to everybody. Body, man. Next Thursday, I'm going to be back, though. I got the whole DSW clique going to be in the building. You know what I mean? Mr. Corey Sosa himself on the mixtape, The Sosa Way. We got everybody that's on the mixtape. You know, most of the people. It's going to be a lot of cats on there next Thursday, so make sure y'all tune in for that. You know, and I got an up-and-coming kid that, my man, you know what I mean? My man from the hood, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say his name yet, you know what I mean? But I'm going to put him on the show. You know, he got a little nice little flow and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, the one and only, HD, the one and only. I'm going to put him down and let him rock a little something. You know what I'm saying? But today is the Uptown Saturday night, man. You know, I'm going to play some of the type of music that you're going to be hearing in this movie, man. The movie is crazy because it got a lot of old school music, man. You know what I mean? It's going to be hot. You know what I mean? So it's fat, man. It takes you back. You know what I mean? Even though it's up to date, it's an up to date movie, real hot. Shout out to everybody who thinks the Republicans are trying to steal the election. See, this is what I tell everybody. You got to vote, man. You got to make sure you get out there and vote, because look what's going on now. You hear the Republicans, they crying about the media. First, they crying about the media's bias. Now, they crying about the polls' bias. Now, they found another company, you know, that was going around not registering Democrats, only registering Republicans. So you guys got to listen and understand and see what's going on, man. You know what I mean? This is what I've been trying to tell people for the longest, man. They doing this crazy style. They doing it wild. You got to watch out. You got to watch out. It might be another Florida George Bush thing, but he's in the lead so much, but you still got to watch out. We got to protect the president and all that. You know what I mean? You got to make sure, because these guys are playing so dirty. You know, you don't know what could happen. Real talk. So, you know. We just got to keep on our P's and toes and don't let them pull nothing over us, man, because, you know, even the early polls are showing him out so much, out far in the lead. He gets into more and more lead every day. But, you know, the things they're saying is not adding up. They don't want to believe the polls. Even the Fox poll said something. They don't want to believe it. So we just want you to know, fellas, Republicans, this is how it's going down. We're going to raid the White House this time, and we're going to shut it down. We're going to get in the building, yeah, and all the hoods are going to come together, and we're going to stand behind Barack Obama, baby. Remember, you rock with DJ Big Stu on the Uptown Side. Now we're going to do it Uptown Style all night for Obama. Shout out to everybody that's down the East Side. Story is how we do. Yeah, man. That one right there is deep, man. This is raid. I remember when I was a young man, my mom sent me down south because I was getting in trouble and stuff. You know, I was running around being bad in East Harlem, man, tagging on walls and snatching fruit. And, you know, my mom thought it wasn't good to be packing in key food and stuff like that and shooting dice and playing chuck-a-luck. You know, little things like that. Don't go to the chuck-a-luck, man. Me and my boys just look for the chuck-a-luck, man. We made a living, you know, all day playing chuck-a-luck. Every time money get low, we find chuck-a-luck, man, and play chuck-a-luck. Get our ones up, you know. So I ended up getting sent down south. And South Carolina, Beaufort, South Carolina, Charleston, Yemisee. Some real dirt road shit, you know. Some shit that, you know, my family, they used to be walking barefooted and shit. You know what I'm saying? They had the chickens and horses. You know, they did it up, man. You know, entrepreneurs to the big. They did their own thing. They, you know, the real deal. You know what I mean? They grow their own stuff. Club, their own disco, grocery store. My aunt was getting it. You know, I respect on that. You know, my aunt Poot down there, Poot Shot, she was getting it, man. She do her thing, you know. So, you know, I'm down there. You know, I'm a city boy. And I go out with my cousin one day. My cousin Fred takes me out to a club and whatever. And that joint right there was playing, man. It bugged me out because, you know, I was new to the Jerry Curls, man. We was rocking. At that time, we was rocking Waves in Harlem, man. We was rocking Waves and BVDs. You know, brothers was rocking the nylon shirts and the nylon underwear and the LaTigra. You know what I'm saying? The Oz cars. We was wearing the Oz cars. You know, British walkers, you know what I'm saying, little playboys, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's how me and the homies was doing it. So that's how I went down there. So, you know, they didn't even understand me. I had on a pair of lace-up British walkers with a little short set, Harlem style, with a little wee short set. You know what I'm saying? We used to rock leisure suits right there. And then, you know, had the blowout haircut. You know, the blowout is when you used to get your joints to look mink, nice and sharp. You know, look like you got a mink afro. You know, so that's how I'm down south. I'm a young teenager cat, you know what I'm saying? Bad as hell. Getting older, so I look so fly to these cats. I get to get in the club with my cousin, you know. I'm getting in the club like I'm 20. They giving my cousin and them a hard time. They ain't used to seeing the way I dress. You know, my cousin and them, they got I was shocked. They had the Jerry Curls. The whole world had the Jerry Curls. I'm like, what the hell? You know, to me, I felt like everybody looked like we was on Soul Train. Because that's how Soul Train started. When you used to look at Soul Train, everybody in Soul Train had like the West Coast Jerry Curl look. You know what I'm saying? While we still in our little afros, getting into the, you know, the jersey and fade thing at this time, but we still in our afros. You know, we ain't, you know, you see one dude with a fade, you're like, oh, he got a fade. You know, you don't see a lot of people with fades or nothing like that, or he ain't get to the gumbies or all the cuts in the hair. It was still either you had Caesar, you know, or some braids, or, you know, mainly dudes had Caesars and waves, and everybody had like a little afro cut, you know, had the points, what they used to call them. So, you know, I'm down there, and I'm in the club. And everybody's wetting the floor with the Jerry Curls. And I'm like, yo, the floor was so shiny, son. I'm like, oh, snap, slippery. But the dudes down south knew how to dance to the floor. I was like, yo, this is crazy. And the clubs was crazy because the club already, you know, you New York, you used to a club being the club or a community center back in them days, you know what I'm saying? Early hip-hop days, you know, mostly the parties I was going to was in the community center. So I wasn't used to going to a club that you could see that, you know, they built it. Then you get inside, you're like, oh, snap, you know, it's like a little... like a long, big, giant barn with bathrooms and the bar. You know what I mean? And the bar back then used to be some dude sitting at the table with a couple of brands of liquor. You know, and yeah, I don't know if they had liquor licenses or nothing back then, but used to just, you know, it was crazy. But one thing about a down south club back then, before the, you know, the shootouts came, you damn sure had to knuckle up with some niggas. Man, them dudes down south, they knuckle up. They fight over a girl in a minute. You be dancing with the wrong girl, either he dancing with Betty Lou. He down with Betty Lou. We gonna go get him. Get you outside. Betty Lou be over there chilling like, y'all gonna fight over me? You don't even wanna fight. You just came from New York. Just visit your cousins. You just dance with Betty Lou. She started dancing with you. You don't know what to do. This big country boy, about 6'7", grown man too. He grown man country boy. You know, you 17, he 19, but he 19 looking like 27. you know what I'm saying, known for bucking, and his name be Buck or some old crazy BS like that. They're like, that's Buck. Buck gonna fight, you know? So you fighting Buck. You know, you gotta do your New York thing, you know? New York, you know how we fight back, especially back in the days. We had a lot of feet work with our stuff back in the days in New York, you know? We had the hand movements, you know? Some brothers were so nice, they take off their shoes and be fighting in the socks, and, you know, especially like the Brooklyn brothers, man. They used to be doing that hand thing, the hand thing. You know, cats know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I was scared of a big Buck, so that's what I just did. You know, the first thing that came to my mind was like, doing a little New York hand. If a Buck looking at me like, hell this boy doing, you know? He did the country thing, you know, he did what the country dudes do. He just charged me and knocked me on the ground, you know, and started wrestling. And the crazy part about it that, you know, he had me on the ground, he was getting ready to deck me, but my cousin cracked him in the jaw and knocked him out. So you know me now. Get up. I'm talking crazy now. What? Yes, huh? I stomp on him a little bit. Country boys wasn't used to getting the stomp, you know? We was just starting stuff. I gave him a little ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Country boys, hey. You know, they thought I was wild after that. They were like, hey, he wild. He was New York. And I was like, yeah. He run up on me. Why he ain't fight me hand to hand, you know? He was knocked out talking mad. It's like, why he ain't fight me hand to hand? Get that nigga up. Soon as that nigga started getting up, I'm like, I got my ass in the car. Yeah, get in the car. I was like, I got in the car. Like, yeah. I said, damn. I only been out here 2 days. Got to fight this big country dude, man. And I ain't all up for dancing with this girl for 5 seconds. So now he pops up, you know, he come riding, you know, country dudes is crazy. He come ride with a dirty pickup truck and like 5 dogs in it. You know, I'm like, oh my God, nigga got 5 mutt dogs in his car, and you know, man, no, ain't nothing, man, we family. Kind of find out he my cousin, and I'm like, you my cousin? You know, you got, and we became the best of friends, but you know, I just remember that song, This Is a Raid, you know, it brought me back to that time. Anyway. DJ Big Stu in the building. We gonna rock, yo. Now the next group, man, I'm gonna rock some joints, man. I remember in the 80s, man, crack was like the biggest thing out. People got on crack like, Jesus, the finest girls in the world got on crack. The flyest dudes in the world got on crack. Some of the most arrogant dudes you could ever know, be like, your word, couldn't tell them dudes nothing. They had it, because a lot of dudes were making money in the 80s, man. 80s was flowing through hoods in the 80s. I know it was in Harlem, everybody know that, but I, you know, when I look at American Gangster, I come to see that the 80s, it was flowing through every hood, you know what I mean? Like Detroit and Cali and, you know what I'm saying, Florida and Virginia and Atlanta, Chicago. So, you know, the 80s presumably was the years that everybody was flowing. And everybody was, and that's the years that you see everybody said we lost a lot of people, you know, due to the crack thing. So, you know, this was one of the records that was out back then, man, that was trying to give people a message about the cracks, you know. We're going to get into it, man. Let's do it.
Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the crack? It's nothing but the fog in me.
Believe me, sweetheart.
Well, look, don't you ever try it.
Cause then it'll rip you right apart. Cause someone that I knew.
Well, I got a homie, he does it all night. I tell him, get your big lips off of that mic.
About that song right there, man. Back in the days, one of those cats that was just rhyming on that song, man, he became a member of one of the rap groups that was very influential, man, back in the 90s, man. You know what I'm saying? And himself then went on to another solo career after that and threw out a couple of hot joints and did a joint with Mary J. Blige. You know what I mean? The 411. Yeah, my man Grand Poobah was on Poobah Maxwell. That was the early Grand Poobahs back in the days. He had the crackers out. That's before the Brand Nubians. You know what I'm saying? That was real early, man. You know, and that was one of the songs, man, that, you know, when crack really first hit. You know, I'm talking about when it was like, it was when hip-hop was still just really underground. You know, it was on the radio, but it was still Mr. Magic and then was giving people light. You know, that's when, big shout-out, rest in peace to Mr. Magic and Marley Marl and Red Alert. You know, that's when they really, and the Supreme Team on WB Alive, I think it was. You know, that's when all of them cats used to be putting out the hip-hop and you used to hear hip-hop late night or, you know what I'm saying? And that was one of the songs early in the days, in the early 80s. That, you know, in the early times of the crack, when they brothers that was trying to reach out and say messages and tell people, yo, we just stop dealing with crack. And, you know, at this time when we was listening to it, you know, everybody was saying, you know, there was people that was saying yes to crack and there was people that was saying no to crack, you know. So some people took the records different, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that was that joint, man. We was getting down, man, back in the days, man. We had a lot of songs, man, you know, a lot of songs. The next song I'm going to play, man, you know, in this time, these cats had a different style, you know. When they came out, they was like, they had a bunch of people. But rap had expanded then, and it was, and videos was really out now. And when they came out, videos was out. They had a different style because at the time a lot of rappers was, you know, trying to be, you know, little gringy dress, you know, Timberland boots, hoodies, army coats, you know, stuff like that, or you know, jeans, you know, the cross colors or the whatever was going out back then, you know what I'm saying? Maybe the Carl Canard they was trying or something like that, or any jeans cross colors, you know, joints like that. And these cats, you know, they did something different. You know what I mean? They came out with a whole new style, man. Funny part is, like, it seemed like they brought their grandfather with them. People were like, yo, they brought their grandpops with them. But they was hot for a second, you know, and they had a different style. They had mad members, you know what I'm saying? So, but for the time when they was out, they was fire.
Tennessee.
Let's get into this.
Tennessee.
Deep Stu Radio, it's your man DJ Big Stu. We uptown Saturday night. I'm taking you on a journey. We talking some crap, man. We doing it, man.
That's how I do. Down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. You're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force and truth. For some strange reason, it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
I remember them, you know. They had to, like, I told y'all, remember they, like, had their grandfather with them. But I used to see them, I used to wonder, like, how they put that, like, you know, how they came up with that concept, like. It was amazing back then. They was making good music, too, but it was like, okay, you got the little short-haired, bald girl with the big butt, and she's just standing there just doing the African dance, and then you got another, like, skinny girl, right? She doing her thing, singing, you know, she singing, and the other big girl singing. They all got, like, we just came off the plantation slave look, but, you know, back then that was the look for them, you know. The Afro, I don't know what the look was. I can't get the, like, the black hillbilly or the black, you know, I don't know. But it was a look, and it was caught on everybody. Then you had Grandpa. And, you know, I was used to be wondering if Grandpa would get mad, but I don't want to do this. You know, what did, like, did he get down? Could they use his Social Security money, like, for the demo? Or, you know, how did, what made them simply going to put the old man down with the bongo? Like, but, you know, but it, you know what I'm saying? And they had a lot of stuff going on, you know? They had a lot of stuff going on. And then when I seen Homeboy face to face, he was so short to do speech. I was like, you know, in the video, he looks, you get, I was like, oh, my God, this dude is like 3 feet, 4 feet. And I'm like, yo, what's good, Sonny? Like, yo, what's good, man? You know? And I, he's a cool dude. And I'm like, wow, man, you know, this is crazy. I'm digging them, though. I'm really digging them, you know? Like, I'm digging, you know, the music that they rocking. But it's like, they got Grandpa over here in the dashiki out too late, you know? And I used to be just trying to understand, like, you know, it's the hip-hop scene, you know, Grandpa walking with you, the X-Clan, you know, they used to come through. But, you know, even though they had their thing, they had something, you know? But, there was another record, man, that like five people made back in the days, and all of them made a hit off of it, man. I liked this one the most, though. But it was like, at one time, like a couple of people made one, took, I don't know how this beat got around, man. This is when producers really started not caring and saying, I'm going to sell everybody the same goddamn beat, man. I'm just going to get money. I'm going to give it to him, I'm going to lease it. Maybe it was a lease beat, but it was about three different versions of this record, and everybody was a hit. And I don't know where none of them at, but at the time, they all was rocking just because of the beat. This joint was fire. Y'all know it. Let's do it.
My rhyme is authentic, so it shall remain. My writing, exciting, never mundane. In actuality, my personality keeps my mentality based on real life situations, not speculations, but verbal illustrations of how I feel. My recognition. I fail to see the reason for your constant disbelief, and why should I lie? What would I gain? Nothing. So when I speak, yo, I don't be bluffing. I be puffing on high-powered test ones. I don't try to front or back away from a challenge. I'm game. You suck his rhyming down like your lips are lame. You seem to need therapy for your speech impediment. Take this advice because it's for your own benefit. I'm energetic, magnetic, and athletic. One more thing, and it's called poetic. A thousand orthodox, but of course it rocks. And when it comes to styles, I'm overstocked. You might never get to hear my last rhyme, because I've been writing since you heard me last time. I could go on, the G is strong. I rock the show, I clock the dough. And let the words flow.
Hey love, you're the girl that I adore. Every time you go away, I want you more and more. But I see I want something I just can't have. So I hide my hurt with a simple laugh. Although that is a cover, so you won't discover that I am jealous of your modern day lover. He couldn't give you all that I can. I can love, cherish, and understand how a girl like you deserves to be treated. Honesty, respect, and love is needed. The feeling that I have is much too strong. If loving you is wrong, then I guess I'm wrong. Who wants to be right? I just want you. If only you knew what you were putting me through. My eyes behold the woman I'm looking for. It's you, you're the girl that I adore.
Hey love, hey love, hey love.
I see you up. early in the morning waiting for the bus. I can't really figure out if it's love or luck. When I see your face, light skin and fine, nothing but a warm current shooting up my spine. Palms get all sweaty, a lump in my throat, overcome by the urge to write you a note. I feel for you, so I reveal to you, if you were my queen, I'd kneel to you. Do anything that you ask me to, but baby, there is a limit to what I'll do. For no female is worth going to jail, and any man that disagree, I said is weak as hell. Not trying to dip, come off or act ill, baby, I'm just telling you how I feel. For the fact remains that it's you, my dear. When you make up your mind, love, I'll be here.
Hey, love, hey, love, hey, love, hey, love, hey, love.
A mundane affair, oh yeah, my dear. Just a little sweet something we both can share. Can I have your number so I can use it? I know what you're thinking, baby, I won't lose it, but write it down. And when I get home, I put your number on my speed calling phone. Then all I do is push number two, let the phone ring, and then I ask for you. Ask for you.
Hello.
How you doing, love?
Good.
Yeah, this is Son.
You know Rob's here.
Oh, he is, huh?
Yeah, but we can...
Yeah, well, I'll call back later. The weekend's here, my money is right. There's something going on at the club tonight. As I walk in the door, suddenly it's you, sitting all alone at a table for two. I walk to the bar, I begin to sweat, to get a bucket of ice, a bottle of my wet. Now I'm here, opposite your chair, as I pour your drink. I begin to think about you and I, love. I wanna know why you keep bringing up this other guy. You wanna be my girl, then quit wasting time. If he's out of your sight, then get him out of your mind. As I take your hand and we proceed to dance, the dance floor is really packed. Although we both look cute wearing fly suits, everybody else is riding the strap. Now, the party is over, we both are tired, but isn't it true just how time flies? Although we're beat, let's get something to eat, drop up to the pier and watch the sun rise.
Hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love.
I sit down to the desk in my room at my rest while listening to WGFS. I address my letter to your college dorm and begin with the help of the quiet storm. How should I approach? Can't be too excessive, not too shy, not too aggressive. I must be careful in how I word it. A poet of love, so introverted. See, I am gonna write until I run out of ink, until my fingers are sore, until my eyes turn pink. Just to let you know what I'm feeling. Wounded by love, now I need healing. Only you have the medicine to cure this condition of love. That I'm in love with a girl committed to another. You think that I'm wrong because your man is my brother.
Hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love, hey love.
Look, sweetheart, I don't know what's wrong with you. You act like you want me, but you don't want to give this brother up. Every time you hear about me and another girl, you start riffing. But I'm not going for that, because it's not that time, you see. So what you're going to have to do is straighten up and fly right and just bow out gracefully, love. But listen, I don't feel like talking anymore. Why don't you just call me later? Peace.
Hey, love. Hey, love. Hey, love.
That was the brother King Son. Yeah, King Son in the building. Do that at y'all, man. Once again, you listen to Beef Stew Radio with DJ Big Stew. I'm in the building. Yes, yes. You know, they were talking about Erin Romney, the clothes she wore, y'all. They said she wore what she wore, so I think it was the Tonight Show with Dave Letterman, one of those late night shows. You know, they was, you know, said she was dressed like she was in the biker gang. I don't know. Y'all look at it. Some women may like her outfit. K. Nicole said her outfit wasn't that bad. K. Nicole liked it. I want to know what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? But they was like, for the first lady, But, I mean, maybe she's trying to do something different. Maybe she's trying to shake up. But she looks like, a lot of people say she don't look like she's supposed to be with Mitt. A lot of people say she likes cheating on Mitt. I want y'all to tell me, do y'all think she's cheating on Mitt? If it sounds like I'm in here eating, it's because they just came up in here with some chicken quesadilla. And I'm trying to do the show and eat and nibble and, you know. It just smelled so good. It was like hard, you know. And I was like, oh, man, the record's ending, man. You know, you put that sauce on it and the guacamole and cut it up and you dip it and it just tastes so good. I mean, that's one thing the Mexicans got that, like, people, like, black people got fried chicken. Chicken quesadilla. Can nobody make it like Mexican people, man? I don't care what nobody says. I done ate it from the vet. You go to those little real Mexican little spots around the neighborhood, the joints might be real Mexican, like, you know, not the joints that be commercial Mexican. They just like Taco Bell's and them. Go to a real little Mexican joint where they be shooting and killing in there every night. Gotta get your shit and get up out of there, you know. Them joints be cooking them chicken quesadillas like crazy. That's a real Mexican spot. It's gonna be a fight. Before the night is over, the police is gonna be there. Couple of cabs is going to come get us some drunk dudes. And it's going to be a big ride outside every night like clockwork. Tell you, Mexican restaurant around my block is like that. So it's a fight, everything. But the food, the quesadillas and the tacos, they make it for real. It tastes like Mexico. So, you know, I guess that comes with the turf. The polls show that President Barack Obama is wailing way, way, way ahead. And they, you know, they definitely know it's because of the 40% thing. And these guys are saying, no, it's not. You know, they're lying. We don't believe the polls. How could you not believe the polls? And now the Fox poll said it. They said the Fox poll was lying, too. The poll that always helped them. Fox and Friends and Hannity. Dirty Limbum. He's the one putting that out. New tactics. Then they get caught for voter suppression. These guys are desperate. These guys know that, all right, Barack win, which he is, the Democrats are going to have it for the next 12 years because Hillary's going to win next time. And nobody's going to go against Hillary. For real talk. That's why I tell y'all, look out for the flimsy. You got to come out and vote. You know, look at strange bags. Protect your president. I'm not trying to say nothing, but they hate this man so bad, we don't know what they would do to him or what they would try. We got to protect the president. You live by the White House, you see a strange bag or you see some strange dude on the roof with a guitar bag or something, call the police. Call the Secret Service. You know, I'm being honest. The way they talk about this guy is crazy. I'm in here cutting my chicken quesadilla, if y'all hear the little box back, you know, because I'm cutting it for when I play the music. I'm going to take some little bites and dip it in this beautiful sauce and, you know, just keep on eating. Because I ain't eat all day, and, you know, everybody got to eat. I'm hungry. DJ's got to eat, too. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not eating by the DJ set, you know, The way we got set up over here, I got the DJ set on the side, and I got a little table here that I can dip my little sauce in, my little chicken quesadilla, and my little salad, and eat. So while I'm doing that, I think I should get into, man. I got a couple of records looking right here, looking at me, man. Should I play this one? Should I play that one? Should I play this one? Should I play that one? Should I play this one? Oh, get into some old school cats who I looked up to, man, when I was growing up, man. Clinton Projects. This one is for it.
We're about to begin.
song, because, you know, I grew up under those dudes, man, and me and my boys, Ski One, my man Kwame, Ski One, Kurt, Ski Mo, Chaz Get His Cook On, Tony Rome, Tony Rogers, Joe B, man, Alan Tom, Word, we used to be the Get Nice Crew, man, and we used to, you know, my man Personnel, can't forget Personnel, MC Flex, a lot of cats, man. A lot of cats we grew up with, man. That's the B-boy days, man. Think about it. And those songs was big to us, man, you know. That was big to see somebody in my neighborhood make a record back then, you know. And they was like one of the top rap groups, them and Magnificent Seven. Remember, big shout-out to Johnny Wild, Ray Vaughn. And, you know, it was big for us to be like, wow, they made a record. Like, we idolized those dudes. We tried to be like them, you know. We would even be, and back then, we would even sing their songs. That was when it was hard for white people to dance to the black music, you know. People, you know, white people dance good to our music now. Dance better than us in Chinese. Back, you know, see how simple that beat sound? But back then, you know, everybody was all beat. And, oh, my God. And they made it. And the white people made the record, the original record. Tom Tom Club, and they couldn't dance to it. Black people got that. We started scratching that up. You know, the original joint was scratching it up. And then when they made the record to it, like, they sampled it, and the record was like, wow, that's what's popping. That's what's popping. And that's how it went. Next joint I'm going to play, man, this brother, he did his thing. He made one joint that just went fire, and everybody was rocking to it, bouncing to it. Oh, it was rocking hard. You still see that joint rock to this very day. And not only that, this brother here, he still throws concerts from this very day, and he's from uptown himself. He's another artist from uptown, man, representing hard. He rock to this very day, this dude is doing live concerts off of two songs. Two songs. I'm going to play this one, and y'all know the other one. The other one is a classic, classic. But this one had us all in Harlem rocking. This one right here had us doing our thing. Let's go.
Come on!
Shit.
It is. bass fill.
Get on up, get
babe, in a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I've got mine, don't worry about his. Get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up. Bobby, should I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead,
take him on to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Can I take him to the bridge?
Yeah.
Take him to the bridge.
Yeah.
Hit me now. Come on. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. The way I like it. That's the way it is. I've got mine.
Dig it.
He's got his. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. Like a loving machine. Stay on the scene. I want to count it off one more time now.
Go ahead.
You want to hit it like it did on the top, fellas? Hit it like it did on the top. Hit it now. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a loving machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Been trying hard ever since I graduated to make it big and yes, I finally made it. Been sick with your videos, it's easy. Now everywhere you go, everybody knows me. Now the tables have turned and now it's me you're hawking. Now I turn up my nose and keep on walking. You see, ladies mobbing me in clubs frequently, and you make it your duty to come and speak to me. Remembering how she played me in the past. Yeah, we can talk, I'm in a rush, please make it fast. And we can start off with all the men you've been with. And don't come popping that just a friend bit. Remember how you used to diss me and play me out, out. Come, you got so much stuff to talk about now. The words around town that you own the money tip. But sorry, I can't do nothing for you, honey dip. So pardon me as I make my way to the dance floor. And over to the bar because that's what I came for. Cutie pepper me with champagne and roses as I think to myself, thank God for showbiz. Everywhere I turn, girlie, throw with me rhythm. Drinking and thinking, who would be my victim? Here comes that girl that used to diss me. She whispers in my ear, can she come home with me? Yep, get your coat, and we could shoot north. Took her to the crib, a cold knock the boots off. After I got it, yep, I never did call back. Thinking how she used to front like she was all that. It's a new game and the odds are my favor. She caught the vapors and nothing could save her. What comes around goes around. What comes around goes around. You know what I'm talking about. What comes around goes around. 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 You know what I'm talking about. What comes around goes around. What comes around goes around. The rap, the rap.
Yo, me and Koozie, this gonna be our new single. And let me hear the story, you say it's alright, so. Yo, Koozie, why don't you give me a cue? One more cue, and then I'm ready to go in.
All of a sudden it start getting warm. The trees and the grass start looking fresh. And the sun in the sky be looking at best. Birds be singing, flowers be blooming. A lot of brand new cars be zooming. Fly girls looking the best they could be. And the guys be dookie-dookie, and you see. Besides all that, I like the warm weather. Cause that's when you can get yourself together. But I like Easter time with a grin. Cause when I little used to go to Coney Island, we used to eat a lot of stuff like cotton candy. Cause back then it was like fine and dandy. You used to get dressed up in double knits and your plaid suit jackets today with a shit. The good old days was back then. And the reason I reminisce called
it's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the summer falling love.
Now girls, have you ever broke up with your boyfriend and you felt that the world was coming to an end? Sitting around the house packed for no reason, just because you thought your man was skeezing for a couple of days. Looked gloomy and gray, thinking about the old happy days. All of a sudden the telephone rang. He begged for your forgiveness and you know what that brings. Joy and happiness into your life before you felt like your heart was stabbed by a knife. I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a VD shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right, and if you did something wrong don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend, because
it's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time of falling in love.
Now fellas, have you ever met a girl that tried to front and wanted you to act like you was on a hunt? I used to see my homeboys frown and fret for a girl that always trying to play hard to get. I know I quoted myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Mean and diabolical, be upset and go off of something that a girl possess? They're really on yours like a pair of drawers. They want you to be like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers. Truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Shit, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. But in this case, you would just overlook her. Send her on her way and say, I can't help you, hooker.
It's spring again. Everybody knows it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in
joints, man. You know, for Brooklyn, man, before there was Jay-Z, man, it was Biz Markie, man. That's who y'all used to, Biz used to throw the hits down for y'all before Jigga did, you know. And, you know, they all come from the same, you know, same running circles. Kane, Jay, you know, Biz, Det Jazz, you know. They all represented, like, that same area back then. They used to all shout out Eric B., Rakim. Well, maybe, you know, Rakim, maybe Eric B. mainly, you know. Yeah. We on the Uptown Saturday night. I've been taking y'all back. I'm taking y'all back to what I used to like Uptown, man. I'm going to slow it down, though, you know. Slow it down for the grown folks. No. What am I going to do? I'm going to slow it down. Should I slow it down? Should I go fast? Should I slow it down? Should I go fast? Should I slow it down? You know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do, man, is I'm going to rock with my man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going, I ain't going to play no game with it, man. Because I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm just not going to play no game with it. That's what I'm going to do. That's the one thing that I'm going to do is not play no game with it. You feel me? I'm going to go hard with it to make it be understandable. You understand me? Like the words of the great R. Jizzle. You feel me? I ain't the fly jock, but I am DJ Big Stu. And I take it back today on the Uptown Saturday Night Jam, we gon' rock it back. Way back. It's for all the pimps, the pushers, the players, the sisters, the money kids. We gon' take it back to a time where it was Cadillacs, 98, Eldorado, and Jaguar. Let's go.
You touch a gun, but don't you know? You can't hide. No, no, baby. When you give it up, it's only enough to get me by. You're playing a game. It's so plain. You want me to win. I'm willing to play whatever you say. If love is the end, playing your game, baby. Your game, baby. Just you and me. Playing your game, baby. Your game, baby. Stop. You know what you got is what I need. Oh, yes, indeed. When you give it up, it's only enough to
When we met, it wasn't quite clear to me what you had in store was ever only me. Surely you know you took me by surprise. When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eyes. There you were, I found on the floor. The way you move, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had been hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh, when you lay down next to me, I find it hard for me to concentrate. If I don't make my move down, it might be too late. I've got to make sure you don't get away. After all you've done, girl, to make me want to stay. All my life I've been searching for a star. Now my search is over, and here we are, living in ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, we're in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time living in ecstasy. Well, when you lay down next to me, ooh, ecstasy. When you lay here with me, yeah, it's ecstasy. When you are here with me, yeah. Oh, it's ecstasy. Lord knows you've been next to me, yeah.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. Many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. As doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough.
Streets, man. He used to roll with the Crips and stuff like that, man. You know, it was word that Barry White was once a Crip, man. Word. In the early days, a young Barry White. That just shows you, man, you never know who, what talent lies in. And I always say that, what talent lies in these ghettos, man. You know, Barry White, just like an average brother growing up in the hood, you know, doing his thing, and then became a songwriter to stay out of trouble, you know. After, I think he got locked down one time or something like that. But just got to let y'all know where y'all at. Make you want to clap your hands. All the time, baby. All the time. It's your man, DJ Big Stu, and I'm in the building, man, having a ball, man, having a real ball. Now, you know, the big guys rock the radios, you know, rock the airwaves back in the days. You know, whether it was hip-hop, whether it was singing, a lot of the big guys, Luther, Barry White, we're going way back to Chubby Checker and Billy Preston, and, not Billy Preston, the other guy. His name is at the tip of my tongue, but you know, a lot of big guys used to rock, man. A lot of big guys used to be singers. You know, when you look at the Dells, homeboy with that strong voice, he was in the Dells. You know what I mean? It was, and even when it came to hip hop, Heavy D, You know what I'm saying? Heavy D was a strong force. Fat Boys, you know? And, you know, and they put the big dudes, got down to, you know, open the doors for when the one of the most talented big dudes that ever lived, Biggie Smalls, came through. It was like, dudes always knew, you know, big dudes could rhyme. But when Biggie came and twisted, it was like, wow, that's some real shit. But another brother was a big dude, man. He used to have him rocking. And the thing about it, he used to be another big brother that could dance a little bit. Him and his crew, they do their little dancing things. And this one jam, when Son is another dude who still rocks the house to this very, very day, to the dizzle. You know, so, you know, before I get up out of here, man, I want to give y'all a big shout out, man. Thanks for tuning in. But I ain't going to, you know, I'm going to play my man, and I'm going to go out with another legend. You know, I'm going to give y'all two songs of another great legend. Give y'all time to have some babies out there. But right now, I'm going to get into one of the greatest big men that ever lived. All right? Not Biggie. Not Hev. No, it's not one of the Fat Boys. But big man right here, I guarantee y'all going to say he did his thing with this joint right here. Let's go.
Jump Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. The kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack, throw the whack, throw the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation sent by the nation. Racial game causes pain, he's a new ref. In your heart and mind, never forget who set. Hawkins, and when you're walking, you know just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat, a holy. Beeper goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. And party people, sing it. coming back to 1990, Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with a lean and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the crib plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph plus gives enough laughs. Read my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace.
Baby, I'm in love. Beat his radio.